Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Here we go again. Alex, Audrey, let's welcome Aaron.
Hey.
Good morning, Aaron.
Hello.
Morning. How's it going?
Good morning. Thank you so much for calling in. We're trying to help you out here because Aaron has been ghosted by Jillian. We will attempt to call her and get her side of the story here in just a second. But before we do that, why don't you give us your side of the story and what got us here?
Yeah, so took her to the sports bar. That was kind of more like a low-key thing. It wasn't quite like a full dinner, so it didn't feel overwhelming, but also we could still, like, you know, have a little bit of food, you know, drink a little and, you know, relax and kind of chill and just get to know each other, you know, more of a laid-back setting. And I thought it was a nice time, but all of a sudden, you know, I'm not hearing from her, so I'm a little concerned about that.
Did you get any vibe that night that she wasn't interested in you?
She was a little short with me at the end of the night. That was like, she kind of cut the date off. Mm-hmm. It was toward the end anyway, but I was very abrupt. It was like, all right, good night. And like left. And I was a little surprised because I thought she had a really good time. It seemed like she did. She said she was having a good time throughout the date. And now I'm a little confused. So if you guys can help me out, that'd be great.
Of course. Well, let's call her right now and see what she'll say. Okay.
Great. Thanks.
Hang on.
Hello.
Jillian, hey, good morning. Brad Booker with Alex Franco and Audrey Allen. This is a really random call, especially so early in the morning, but I want to tell you why we're calling you before you say anything else. We do a morning radio show on Mix 94.7. We have a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we just spoke to Aaron, who's on the phone right now, too. We're mediating a conversation, we're hoping, here between the two of you, because he said y'all went out and thought that you had a really good time. He certainly did, but he can tell that something wasn't right at the end. He told us that you were pretty short and kind of cut things off at the end, and he said that you have yet to return any of his texts. So we were just wondering if we could put this to an end, if he did something that you didn't like, maybe you could tell him and we'll move on, or if there's miscommunication, maybe we could work that out. Will you talk to us and tell us what happened?
Well, yeah, I will. This was a crazy night. After this date, I called all of my friends and I had to tell them about it. I normally wouldn't tell him or like put him on blast like this, but if he's asking for it and he wants to know, then I'm happy to tell you guys.
Okay, great. So what happened? What was it that he did that upset you?
Okay, so I'm not sure if he's aware. I didn't tell him this, but I took Spanish all throughout school. Like I started taking Spanish in fifth grade and I took it all the way through high school and I minored in Spanish in college. So I'm not fluent, but I'm really good at understanding conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Our server was Latino and so was he. So they started talking and they connected on that. And I didn't want to jump in because he didn't know that I spoke Spanish, but they started talking in Spanish every time our server would come up. And we'd order something else, or we'd order more drinks. Eventually, the night got kind of late. He and I had had a few drinks. And he started saying to the server kind of inappropriate things. He was saying, like, he thought he was going to get lucky with me, and he thought he was going to take me home with him. Ooh. And that I was so into him. And he said all these things right in front of me, thinking that I don't speak Spanish. I was shocked, and it made me really upset. And I thought it was gross. I thought it was really gross that they were talking about me like that when I was right there.
Wait, you gave him no indication that you were able to understand exactly what he was saying?
Like, we didn't talk about it. I would occasionally, like, laugh along because I can understand what they're saying.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't jumping into the conversation.
Oh, my God.
At that point, she was like a spy, and he didn't
know it.
Exactly. So you never know, dude.
I minored in Spanish, too, but I went to Oklahoma, so it's like Oklahoma Spanish. It really didn't require much.
Hey, Aaron, what do you think of it? Because she was speaking in English, you could understand exactly what she was saying. So what do you think of what Jillian just said?
Left that out.
I had absolutely no idea. I'm so sorry. I really am. I didn't mean anything by that. I was just kind of just joking around, and I'm so sorry. I was just being silly, and it's kind of a cultural thing also, I think. And I just, you know, it's just a thing, like, guys, like, will, you know, make dirty jokes like that together. You know, I didn't mean like literally, I was so certain that was going to happen or anything. I was just being silly, and I had no idea that she realized what I was saying.
Is it a cultural thing, Alex?
This reminds me of that video that's circulating of the guy and the girl on a date in a Mexican restaurant, and she asks her boyfriend that knows Spanish, how do I tell the server that this food is amazing? And he tells her in Spanish. What he says translates to, I need to go take a dip. Mm-hmm. So she tells the waiter that. He's messing with her, and she doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
The waiter's just laughing. I do it no justice but search it.
Okay. So is it a culture thing?
Yeah, so is it a cultural thing?
What do you mean, is it a cultural thing?
He's saying that this is what it's like when you speak that language.
No,
that's
it's
how
not
the boys
what it's
talk.
Like. That's not how boys talk.
Okay.
That's why
there
I immediately was like, why didn't he tip her off? It's awful.
I don't know if this clears anything up. If his apology, Jillian, makes anything better, if you want to give him another opportunity or not, who knows? But at least we cleared the air. If that's the end of this road, then we'll say thank you and good luck to you both. But maybe you two can talk later and see if you can work things through. At least now you know, Aaron, what Jillian was thinking.
Yeah, bro, it's not a cultural thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I really am.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.